Welcome back, everyone, to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. You can follow me on Twitter at golfunfiltered. You can follow me on Instagram at the same name. And you can also send me an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Folks, today we have two guests on the show, Mr. Al Morris and Ben McAllister. Al is the president and CEO of Worldwide Golf, and Ben McAllister is the vice president of marketing and advertising. And you probably know the name of Worldwide Golf if you've gone to any of the following companies: Edwin Watts Golf Shops, Golfers Warehouse, Roger Dunn. Any of these names sound familiar? I bet they do if you've ever bought a piece of equipment online. And these folks have come and joined us today and joined me today, actually, to talk a little bit more about some of the exciting things that they got going on at Worldwide Golf Shops. You can visit their website, worldwidegolfshops.com, or any of the websites of the brands that I listed. And if you visit worldwidegolfshops.com, you look down at the bottom right of the website, you could see all the different brands that I'm talking about. Before we get into today's interview, I wanted to give a few quick shout-outs to our partners over at, first, The Hacker's Paradise. If you're listening to this on the THP Media or THP Radio app, congratulations to the winners of the THP Championship, sponsored by another one of our partners, BudgetGolf.com. Saw a lot of great stuff that was happening on that championship. They had it out in Arizona. Could not attend this year. They did have it last year in my hometown, so it was really easy for me to hang out with them. But congratulations to all you guys out there. It looked like a heck of a time. And of course, we want to reach out and say hello to our friends over at Cleveland & Srixon. I had the chance to go out and play my first round of golf with the new Z-Series Woods irons, as well as the Cleveland RTX 4 wedges, as a group. I mean, you guys know I love the wedges. I've already won a golf outing with my buddies using those wedges a couple weeks ago, but I also went out just this past weekend and used the Z-Series irons. See, I'm so excited I can't even talk about it. The 785 irons are ridiculously good. I'm just going to say that right now. But even more so, the Z-785 driver, holy cow. I was told, just to go on a quick aside, I was told by a friend of mine over at Cleveland & Srixon to expect big things from this new line of woods. And I got to tell you, that person was 100% correct. I was just shocked at how well the Z-785 driver performs. If you have a chance to go out, maybe to one of the Worldwide Golf Shop partners and try one out, do so. You're not going to be disappointed. It is so incredible. Cannot say enough good things. And you can go and read the reviews on all of the new pieces of equipment from the Z Series on our website at golfunfiltered.com. So that's enough chatting from me. We're going to get right into today's interview. I learned a lot from Al and Ben today. You know, I've heard the name of Worldwide Golf before. I did not know the number of brands that were under their umbrella. And so it's just amazing at how much their brand, the main corporate brand, has grown over the years. And you're going to hear that from both Al and Ben, as well as some really interesting contests and opportunities for consumers, just like me and you, to go to one of their stores or to visit their websites and get involved in something completely insane as far as just how awesome the prizes are. So once again, we're talking to Mr. Al Morris, president and CEO of Worldwide Golf, and Ben McAllister, vice president of marketing and advertising. Here we go. Welcome back, listeners, to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, I am joined today by two guests, Mr. Al Morris, president and CEO of Worldwide Golf, as well as Ben McAllister, vice president of marketing and advertising. Gentlemen, it's so nice to have both of you on the show today. Al, I wanted to start with you first. It's just to kind of give our listeners who might not be fully aware of the name of Al Morris or Worldwide Golf, give us a little background on how you got started with the company and how long you've been there.
Well, hopefully they're more familiar with the name Worldwide Golf than they are me personally, but I've been with the company over 34 years. I'm in my 35th year, and I started back in San Diego in 1984, and it really started off as a summer job that I wanted to stay down in San Diego and play some softball with some buddies, and it turned into a career. So I've been with the company 35 years.
That's amazing. And Ben, have you been with the company that long as well?
Not quite. I'm on my 18th year with Worldwide Golf, but I have been around the business for quite some time. It's a family-owned business, and gosh, I kind of just grew up bumming around the store. So I've known Al all 35 of those years, though.
That's great. And you know, it's funny because when we talk about Worldwide Golf and people who certainly do know the name, they know a lot about the online presence and they know about all the great products and brands that you work with, which I'm sure we're going to get into here momentarily. But for those who might not be as familiar with Worldwide Golf, Al, could you tell us a little bit about where we can find the website as well as what your mission is for bringing products to the community?
Well, the website is worldwidegolfshops.com. And, you know, I don't know how many people are actually going to be familiar with Worldwide Golf other than online, but we're more known by the specific brands that we own, which are Roger Dunn Golf Shops out in California, Edwin Watts Golf, which is mostly in the Southeast, Golfers Warehouse, which is in New England, Vans Golf in Arizona, the Golf Mart, which is also in California, and Uinta Golf, which is based in Utah. So Worldwide Golf is our website, but it's actually more of just a holding company for all the different brands that we own.
And those are certainly brands that everyone knows very well, as you pointed out, Al. And they're companies and websites that we go to equip ourselves with the best products in the game. And so, Al, when you talk a little bit about all of the brands that fall under your umbrella, is this something that continues to grow year after year, or is this a common number of brands that you've worked with for a long time?
Our last large acquisition was 2013 when we bought the Edwin Watts Uinta chain. Our attitude is we've grown the business through acquisitions over the years. We bought Roger Dunn. That was our first big acquisition back in 1993. And Roger Dunn is so dominant in the Orange County, Los Angeles market that the brand, to change the name to Golf Mart, which people weren't familiar with, just didn't make a lot of sense to us. Then we went out and bought, you know, Vans Golf, which was founded in 1963, and we buy them in 1997, and you have 34 years of loyalty that had already been established. Again, we chose to keep the brand Vans Golf in Arizona, where the golfers are already familiar with, rather than, again, trying to change a name. So same thing with Edwin Watts, Golfers Warehouse, and Uinta that subsequently followed.
You know, and Ben, this might be a question that's right up your alley as well. When you talk about spreading the message of these names, and as Al pointed out, you didn't want to change a whole lot to kind of confuse consumers that are used to the names that they hear every day. What are some of the more unique challenges, Ben, that you face from an advertising or marketing perspective to kind of spread the word of all these new brands?
Well, that's a great question, Adam. When we advertise our brands, we primarily advertise the local brands. When you're watching the Golf Channel and you see one of our ads, you will see, a Roger Dunn ad if you're in Southern California. Likewise, you'll see a Golfers Warehouse if you're located in the Northeast. And again, that's done by design. I think the biggest challenge we have, as Al mentioned before, is presenting all these brands online. And that's where, the moniker Worldwide Golf Shops came about, and that's why we advertise on worldwidegolfshops.com.
And so when you do actually make that established presence online, and you hope to obviously drive people to those websites, you know, what have you found, Ben, to be the most useful to the consumer? I mean, there's a lot of listeners to this site that love equipment and they just want to go hop on a website really quick and just pick up a couple pieces of equipment, but they might want to hang around a little bit. From your viewpoint, Ben, what's been the most useful element of the way that you present these websites to the consumer?
Yeah, well, if you hop on worldwidegolfshops.com, I think you'll notice a lot of things that you see in our stores. We consider ourselves experts in golf, and our website, which is actually newly revamped, has a lot of really, really great content on it in regards to some of the stuff you might see on the PGA Tour, some of the content from our vendors, and some exclusive, unique content of our own. And really, we've procured that using the experts that we have at store level. And then, of course, our product offering, You know, we pride ourselves on, you know, having one of the best product offerings in golf. You see that at our retail store, and you'll certainly see that on our website as well.
And Al, you know, to kind of go back to you momentarily, obviously this growth is extremely successful, and you guys have had a lot of great feedback, I'm sure, not only on your website, but also when you speak to your consumers. Is that kind of part of what your vision is, Al, to kind of keep in touch with the consumer at a more personal level?
Yeah, I mean, our strength is still the brick-and-mortar stores and the one-on-one relationship that our managers and our salespeople have with the consumer that walks in. You know, we can't lose that, and that's what has built our company. We're sort of the, you know, going to the pro shop, but we're a big pro shop, and we carry a lot of stuff. You know, the website, we want that to be just an extension of what we're doing at retail. So it's hard. It's harder because the customer might be signing on at 2 a.m, and you never really develop that one-on-one relationship with them. But the customer service aspect, we try to offer the same guarantees and make sure the customer is happy at all costs.
And Al, to stick with you, you know, obviously there's a lot of things that companies have to do to stay ahead of the curve and to really keep in touch with your customers. And as you mentioned, you still have that brick and mortar presence where you have that personal touch. But there's a lot of different online stores out there. And obviously the companies under Worldwide Golf have to stay ahead of that curve. What is something that you're currently doing to really keep in touch with the customers that maybe you might not see anywhere else?
Adam, I think the key for us has always been our customer service, and we actually stole a policy that there's a famous story at Nordstrom's where an older lady comes back in and returns a set of tires to Nordstrom's, and the Nordstrom cashier says, "Okay, no problem, we'll take it," and Nordstrom never sold tires. So we instituted literally back in 1984 a 90-day satisfaction guarantee on everything we sell, and the goal again is just there's no reason that the consumer leaves with a product that they don't like 90 days later. And, you know, they come into our store to get a better golf game. I mean, if they're buying a new driver, they want to hit it farther or straighter or ideally both. And if they go out on the golf, we fit them on the launch monitor. We do the best job we can. Our team is very, very educated, trained. Again, I put our staff up against anybody in the industry. But for some reason, if they go out there and the consumer just doesn't prefer that driver, doesn't like that driver, it doesn't perform to the satisfaction, bring it back in. We'll give you full store credit towards something else. So we've taken that 90-day satisfaction guarantee. We spread it out over all the brands through the acquisitions and tied it into the website as well. So again, the bottom line, in my opinion, is customer service and the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
It's funny you bring up that example of Nordstrom, because that's a story that I actually tell quite often during the day at my day job. And so I could definitely connect to that from a customer service standpoint. And Al, to stick with you for one moment longer, you know, you mentioned that you've got a very highly trained staff. You know, for somebody that just starts with one of your companies, is there a training element that they go through to become the experts in the field, or do you actually go and look for folks that have already worked in golf?
Either way, I mean, we think we can take some, obviously the experts, you know, the challenge is there. Sometimes they come in with their own preconceived ideas, but we use the manufacturers to train our team as well. We have them mirror our trained salespeople. We send them down to the vendors or up to the vendors, or the vendors come out and work on them. So we can take either way, either scenario, and make it efficient. But the biggest attribute they have to have is people skills. They have to be able to work well with customers and be able to connect with them on a one-on-one basis.
That's absolutely critical, and I'm not telling you anything new on that point. And, you know, guys, you've been talking a lot about the different brands that you work with. And, Ben, I want to go back to you to talk a little bit more about some of the specifics of who you're actually working with currently from a golf equipment brand standpoint. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about some of the new things that are coming up very shortly, as we were talking about before we got started here?
Sure. Yeah, you bet. 2018 has been a very exciting year in golf, not only on the professional tour, but in the golf equipment industry as well. You know, we have some fantastic vendors that spend a ton of money in R&D and really, really are manufacturing some really incredible products. And then, of course, we've got a bunch of in-store events. and promotions. Matter of fact, we have two running here currently, which, if you don't mind, I'll go into here briefly.
Absolutely.
Cleveland just launched the RTX 4 wedge, a fantastic wedge with a ton of features and benefits. And they came to us and wanted to run an exclusive in-store promotion for Worldwide Golf Shops, where a customer can go in and demo the new RTX 4 wedge and enter when a chance. It's really a trip of a lifetime, the opportunity to go and visit Dave Pelz in his famous backyard in Austin, Texas, in March. And it's also coupled with, I believe, a round of golf and the opportunity to go out and watch the WGC match play there at Austin Country Club. So, you know, again, really a bucket list type trip that Cleveland put together for four lucky winners at Worldwide, exclusively at Worldwide Golf Shops. So we're really excited about that. And then, of course, there's the launch of the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and fairway woods. You know, a fantastic product that Titleist has been working on for a couple of years now, has had a lot of tour validation with some wins on the PGA Tour already. Again, exclusively at Worldwide Golf Shops only, we are having the TS Challenge that will run from the end of September through the end of October, where a customer can come in, bring in their gamer driver, the driver that they're currently using or putting in play in a round of golf, and test it against the TS2 or TS3 driver, whichever fits best. So we'll give you a little fitting there as well. And we'll take your best drive with your gamer driver and then the best drive with the TS2 or TS3, whichever new Titleist driver we fit you with, and mark the distance gained. Hmm. And in each location, the top two winners, the top two largest distance gains will be deemed the winners, and they will win a $250 gift card.
Wow.
And for those who maybe don't win, but certainly take the TS challenge, we will be offering two grand prize winners another bucket list amazing trip, the opportunity to go to TPI Institute here in Oceanside, California, and take a tour, which is just an incredible facility, world-class. And they will also be fit for a TS driver that they will be able to take home. So really, really exciting stuff here coming for fall. And gosh, we couldn't be happier.
Wow, those sound like incredible opportunities for consumers to go out and actually not only try the new equipment from some of the leading brands in the industry, but also to get some pretty cool stuff. I mean, do you guys, Ben, do these types of things pretty often?
We do. Like I said, I mean, we've got fantastic relationships with some incredible vendors. we've had these relationships for a very, very long time. And so they go the extra mile for us and we go the extra mile for them.
Well, that's fantastic. And listeners, obviously you can tell from how, you know, Al and Ben are talking, they've got a deep passion for helping you guys find new equipment to help your game. And folks, I don't want to keep it for too much longer because I know you guys are both very busy, and thank you so much for coming on the show today. But I do want to ask one final question that I want to get answers from both of you. And Al, we'll start with you first. If there is one thing that you'd like consumers who might not have visited, and I don't know who those people are, but if they've not had the chance to visit any of the brands that you mentioned under your umbrella, what is one thing that they should know about all the brands that you work with?
Well, again, the biggest difference we have is the people at the store. So they should know that we are a golf company that are run by passionate golfers. So when they go into the stores, you're going to have people that share the same passion you do. If you're a core golfer, which most of our employees are and most of our customers are, I think you'll see the difference going into our store versus one of the big box stores.
And Ben, same question to you.
Yeah, I mean, Al took my answer, and then of course we talked about 90 days, so it's a bit cliche, but you know, the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, I mean, again, that's exclusive to us. You know, our competitors have tried to copy it and tweak it in certain ways. I mean, you know, Al touched upon it earlier. I mean, the goal of that policy is to make sure that the customer is completely satisfied with their purchase. We understand that sometimes, you know, it's hard to get fit indoors and then take a driver outdoors and, you know, expect to, you know, hit it just like you did, like the launch monitor told you. I mean, we understand, you know, that scenario doesn't work sometimes, And, you know, drivers are now, you know, roughly around $500. So that's a pretty big investment. So we want you to make sure that, you know, the consumer is comfortable with that. And really, it's just designed to make sure that the customer is completely satisfied.
And listeners, doesn't it sound great when you hear from two guys that really care about your best interests when you're thinking about making a big purchase? And as Ben just mentioned, and as Al touched on, you know, we're talking about equipment that isn't inexpensive. You are actually making an investment in your game. And I don't know about you, but I would definitely check out any of the partners or brands that Al and Ben talked about today that fall under Worldwide Golf. So, fellas, I really appreciate you coming on. I hope we can do this again in the future. And thanks so much for being the guests on today's episode.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.